Bank of Cardiff. This is Matt.
Hey, Matt. My name is Jacob with Crabtree Drilling. I'm actually just returning a phone call that I got from you. I believe it was a couple of days ago, actually.
Yeah, definitely. And you said your name was Dave?
Jacob.
Jacob, sorry. Sorry, not that hard. Hey, Jacob. Well, yeah, I'm glad you gave us a call. I was reaching out to you because I had sent a pre-approved offer to you in the mail about a couple of weeks ago now, and it pertained to a finance offer. It looks like it was based off some of the financing you guys did with a bank in our network.
Okay.
Anyways, the business got pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital. Looks like $250,000 worth. So I was just reaching out to you in regards to that. I wanted to see if you guys had any projects or if there's anything you could use that for.
Okay, yeah. You know, we don't really have anything going on right now. We're pretty much set through the summer. I was just kind of interested, you know, I got your voicemail and I wasn't too sure where you got our information from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that information came to me, was based off some of the UCC information that was made public. It was just some borrowing history and that you guys had good borrowing history with the bank, and that's how you landed in my lap.
Oh, so you guys just kind of, you know, take just a general list and just, you know, call people. You don't have, you know, any real specific information on us?
No, nothing specific. Just some general information, basically just showing us that you've worked with a bank in the past. They give us, you know, you did it in 2000 and, you know, whichever date you did it in, and that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Well, what exactly do you guys offer? What kind of rates do you have over there?
Well, we got a couple different programs. You know, we do both equipment financing and working capital. With the equipment financing side of things, it's like a traditional loan. You know, think of it as a typical car loan where you're set up on a 2 to 5 year term. You got monthly payments, and the rates, they start usually in the mid-single digits. With respect to the working capital, it's fairly a new program. It lets you access more cash than a typical line of credit would. We base it off sales, and we're generally able to free up about 10 to 15% of your top-line revenue as unsecured cash. So,
oh, wow.
I mean, yeah, which program are you thinking that might be a better fit for you?
Well, I mean, like I said, we don't really have anything right now, but I mean, you mm-hmm. said 10 to 15%?
Yeah.
Of just my total revenue?
Well, of your top line gross annual sales. I mean,
oh, wow.
If I needed
$4 million, you could do that?
Well, I mean, how was your sales last year? Let's just take a look at it that way. I mean, for example.
Last year we were right around, let's see. Well, I guess that wouldn't be 10%. We were about 16 million last year.
Oh, okay. So yeah, if you're doing 16 million, if we got you, probably get you roughly between 1 to 2.5 million, just based off of some number crunching.
You guys need like all of my, you know, full financials. Balance sheet, P&L.
No, well, basically, it's a pretty simple process. We just need a couple of documents from you, one-page application, some statements from your bank, and most recent tax return. It's very simple.
So if I needed, you know, let's say, I guess like $1 million line of credit, how soon can I get that?
The good thing about us is that we're a privately held business bank, so we can move relatively very quickly. What we kind of do is we get the information together, and then once we get your information, I shoot that over to my underwriter. I can get you an answer inside of 24 hours, and if you like what you see and you want to do that, then you know in 48 hours we can get you funded. Let me ask you... how would you rate your credit? Good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Oh, it's good. I mean, we've got everything. Been in business for about 27 years.
Nice.
Keep getting better.
How'd you get involved in the business? What got you started?
Well, I mean, it's actually a family business. The family's owned it since 1946. I'm third generation.
Nice. So you've had quite a bit of experience in this. That's good.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Still love it?
Yeah, as much as I can.
Yeah. I hear ya. Definitely.
I mean, you love what you're doing?
Well, as much as I can, you know. Exactly. So I mean, is the numbers you've been, you know, talking about, is that what you want, or I mean, is that what you need?
Well, I don't really need anything right now, but it's nice to know kind of what's available. I mean, we have a line of credit already with our bank. I don't know if I'm necessarily looking to switch over or anything.
Oh, I gotcha.
I just kind of wanted to see what you guys were all about.
Of course. I mean, who's your bank?
We go with PNC.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've been with them, I don't know, probably about 10 years now. We made a switch a little while back, but they're able to do pretty well for us.
Yeah, and you mentioned you got a loan with them already?
Well, we have loans on a few pieces of equipment, but we got a line of credit.
Yeah, a line of credit. Yeah, definitely. I mean, how'd that process go for you? What was the? How long did they make you wait for?
Oh, geez, you know, I don't even remember. We've had it for so many years now.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So, okay.
Well, you know, Matt, I just wanted to give you a call, see what you guys are all about. Tell you what, are you able to, you know, you said you sent me an offer. I don't think I ever saw it. Are you able to send that to me again?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me get a good email address for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's T, I'll spell it out for you, TBEASLEY.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The number 2.
Yeah.
@gmail.com.
At Gmail. Great. All right. Got it. And then, I mean, what's a... I know you say you're not looking for anything immediately. What was the time frame that you guys were playing around with?
Well, I mean, we're set through the summer. We might look to bring, you know, make a few moves before the end of the year, depending on what the taxes look like.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I was just curious, I mean, how were sales this year for you guys? Was it this, was it the $16 million that you had mentioned for this year?
Yeah, you know, they were, the past maybe 2 years they were down, but it seems like we're bouncing back this year. Next year should be even better.
So, I mean, what are your guys' plans for growth for the coming year?
Well, it's, you know, to be determined still. You know, we're taking on a few government jobs.
What kind of jobs are those?
We're putting in a new, for the summer, putting in a new geothermal field for a couple of schools over here.
Nice. How long do those jobs usually take?
I'm hoping only 2 months.
Yeah. So a couple of schools, huh? Are they like high schools or are they some universities?
No, they're 2 elementary schools in the local district.
Oh, nice. Some local work. That's good. Right on. Okay. So what I'll do, I got a good email for you. I know you don't have any current needs, but it's probably better to know me than not need me than need me and not know me, right?
That makes sense. That makes sense.
So that way, if something should come up, you can reach me. I'll go ahead. I'll put a few things together for you. Are you the sole owner of the business? Or
I am. Yes.
You are?
Well, gotcha. I'm 99.5. My wife has the other 0.5, just in case something happens to me.
Gotcha. Great. So, yeah, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. I'll go ahead. I'll put something together so that you have it on hand. And, you know, how about I follow up with you? When were you thinking of getting involved with these new geothermal projects?
Well, they're already underway now. And they'll take us through the summer. Then after that, we'll start to look into something else.
Okay. Well, yeah, why don't I touch base with you after summer?
That'd be fine.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll mark you down in my notebook here, and I'll reach out to you sometime in July, okay?
All right, sounds good. Hey, thanks a lot, Matt, and you enjoy your weekend.
All right, thanks.